Welcome to week 7 of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Carol Fricke, Black Hawk's Director of Children's Ministries, will focus on the practice of observing the Lord's Supper.
I first experienced the practice of taking communion in elementary school. I remember enjoying it, but primarily because it made me feel older, more mature. It's what the grown-ups did. I didn't really understand or appreciate the significance of it. As I moved into high school, I remember standing in line and instead of thinking about the significance of the Lord's Supper, aimlessly wondering how many germs were on the gold goblet that we all shared, because there was no way the little white cloth could wipe them all away. One thing I did understand was that communion was important to him. It meant something, but for me, it was just a ritual. Years later, I attended a Maundy Thursday service. The pastor spoke on how the Bible calls us to love others as Jesus loved us. He shared how Jesus' death was the best example of perfect love. While Jesus shared that last meal with his followers, he gave them a gift to help them understand his love for them. Though he would die, he would never completely leave them. As I contemplated those thoughts in the quiet after the message, it finally clicked for me. It was the first time that I, both intellectually and emotionally, connected the act of taking communion with that last meal Jesus shared with his closest friends. He knew he was leaving. He wanted to give them something to help them remember him, and to give them something to share with all of his followers throughout the generations. So he graciously left all of us a symbolic gift to help us remember that he did not and will not leave us or forsake us. That night, I tore a piece of bread from the loaf. Tearing it away from the source helped me to comprehend that it represented his body, broken, beaten, sacrificed for me. Then I dipped the bread into the wine, or perhaps it was juice, it didn't matter. The bread turned red, dripping into the cup, and I understood that it represented Christ's blood shed for me, covering my sin. It became profoundly significant. I am so incredibly grateful for the gift, especially because, though I hate to admit it, I need the reminder again and again and again. As the days go by, I so easily get caught up in the whirlwind of life and forget. I can forget about him. He knew I would need the reminder. He knew we all would. And so he continually invites us back to the table. Now, when I take communion, I'm not thinking about the germs, because I have really beautiful things to contemplate as I stand in line. The elements I partake in are a gift, a reminder of my Savior, who died for me, and who rose for me, and who prepares a place in eternity for me, and for you. So, now we'll take a couple of minutes to reflect on several questions about the Lord's Supper. I'll share each question and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. What is your experience with the Lord's Supper? Is it something that you do because of the feeling you get from it, or because it's something God is inviting you into for His glory? What are a couple practices or activities you could do this week to recognize its significance in your life and to prepare for the next time you take the Lord's Supper?
Thanks for joining us for week 7 of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. Find the previous podcasts in this series and more at blackhawkchurch.org.